Regrettably, Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Clint Ruckus. This is bringing your existing desktop apps to the Windows platform, Universal Windows platform. You can reach me at Clint or cruckus@microsoft.com or on Twitter, Clint Ruckus. So here's the big problem: is that there are millions of existing desktop solutions, and bringing a new app to a new platform is a big deal. And we understand that on Windows, that you have existing code, and existing code is very, very important. So what do you do? Well, part of the issues also is with your existing apps is figuring out the right installer, chain installers. Staying up to date and doing clean installs is our user issues that happen right now. The big one is like chain installers, is if your app gets put somewhere, they can insert an installer on top of your installer, and the next thing you know, your end user gets some kind of malware or installers that they don't want. Like, just think about all the times you go to your parents' house and you're like, what is this on your computer? And that's personally happened to me a couple times. My parents are like, I don't know. And I'm like, how do I lock this down so that it doesn't happen? So we kind of figured out a solution, desktop app converter. And like for you guys, though, you have to figure out the maintaining the installer tech. You have to figure out a trustworthy distribution system. So don't use certain download sites to help layer stuff on top of yours. Providing updates. This is a big one, is how do you get updates to your users and get them to that in a timely fashion. And then figuring out how do you make money? How do you do licensing? This stuff is shockingly hard. And then also, how do you do like worldwide distribution? And then you also have everyone's favorite thing, DLL hell. So, and bringing it up to date. So Windows, we created the Universal Windows Platform. It provides configuration, security, management, and updates. We have Windows Hello, Windows Pen and Ink. It's one SDK and tooling. You have the one Windows Store and the Dev Center, along with the Cortana Intelligence Suite. And you can target multiple devices here. So you have Windows Desktop, Mobile, Xbox. You have the Conversations as a Platform, Bot Framework. You have HoloLens, Surface Hub. So we have the Desktop Bridge. Now, the Desktop Bridge right now is very, very targeted at desktop, because you're bringing an existing app onto the desktop platform. So key things here is it converts your existing desktop solution to use a modern deployment tech. So we have the Windows application format. You might see it as AppX. And that provides a lot of additional packaging that when you start migrating your app, it becomes much, much more powerful. So you only your users will only download the stuff they need to download, not the entire package. So if your app is 2 gigs, then they only and your diff is only 10 megs, they'll only download the 10 megs. So think about how much easier that is for your infrastructure. Distribution, it's through the Windows Store, or there are existing distribution channels. We'll talk about a bit more about that, and you can reach over 400 million users on Windows 10 right now and monetize globally through the Windows Store. Now, the cool thing with the Desktop Bridge is it allows you to migrate at your own pace. So you can enhance using the existing, enhance with UWP APIs and gradually migrate your entire app so then it becomes fully a UWP app and you can target all the different devices. So going on to the convert, you can see a bunch of stuff. We're going to skip right past that. So key things here is it's streamlining the developer experience. For you guys, you don't have to set up going through a lot of the heavy installer tech. Only trusted apps are going to be installed. I'll talk about this and show this when we install the HealthBiz app. And it's optimized for downloads and updates. So when you publish a new app, your users will get it within, I think, 24 hours. You have the great user experiences now. You no longer have to use, your users get prompted for the user access control. It just works. The apps stay always up to date for them. And the key thing here to me is clean uninstall. Everything is virtualized for the most part for using Desktop App Converter. So like registry, it's all virtualized. You don't have to worry about bogging down the user's computer. And best of all, it's ready for enterprise. So you can do it through sideloading MDM along with Windows Store for Business. So this allows you to extend out your options for licensing and other things. So, Okay, so you can migrate at your own pace here. So you can first enhance your desktop app. There's a core set of UWP APIs that you can leverage in an existing Win32 app. We'll talk about those shortly. From there, you can make your own app and then using app services, have the two apps talk to each other in real time. So you've modernized your UI, and you're still using your existing app. From there, you can start migrating more and more over and bringing it to the platform at your own pace. And then once you've done a full migration, you're now a true UWP, and you go to all the device families. So let's go talk about conversion, deployment, and distribution. So first, talking about a desktop app. It's Win32, .NET code base. You have your installer or your file, so you can use the DAC to migrate your installer, or you can manually create the package yourself. And the app runs as a desktop process. So immediate benefits, you get the modern technology and a bunch of other stuff. You can read it there. So let's just go straight into the demo. Can you guys switch over to my computer? Thank you. So where you get it is right away is Desktop App Converter is from the Windows Store. This is a desktop app. I'm sorry, this is a PowerShell script app that is in the store. So this is using the Desktop App Converter. We converted our own tool. As my computer just fell asleep. So where you also need to get is if you see right here, you can see aka.ms/converter-images. This is where you get the converter image right now. It is critical that you, if you are using Windows Insider Preview images, that you match the build to the image. Otherwise, it will fail to convert. Okay, so I've already installed it. And you can see right here, that's Desktop App Converter. You need to run this as an administrator. So for those who don't know, all you have to do is right-click on the image, run as admin, and it will run. You'll see some wonderful little things here. So what I'm going to do here is actually convert the Open LiveWriter. So for those who don't know, it's one of Scott Hanselman's little pet projects. So this is Windows LiveWriter. It used to be a really popular blogging tool. And then we decided to make it open source now. So let's go look at some of these commands as I'm zoomed in way too much. So you can see here we have the installer, which is right there. Not doing anything special there. You can see installer arguments. You must run your installer as silent, because when that user clicks that install button, it's just going to install it and then keep on moving forward. They're not going to be able to click next or do any configurations. So when you're building out your installer or your out-of-box experience, that's something you should take into account. You can see here I set a destination. This is so then you guys can see I'm not doing anything tricky. And when it's done, you should see down here that folder being created, and then we'll try to install it. I have my package name, my publisher. The publisher allows this to be a UWP, so then you can use UWP APIs. And I'm using Verbose, and I'm packaging it as an x86. So if I hit enter, in theory, this should run. just so you guys can see. So what it's going to start doing is creating a container environment. It's going to isolate everything. It's going to run the installer. And then what it's going to be doing is scanning for all the different registry changes that are happening and what's happening. You know, are files being created? Where are they being created? Et cetera, et cetera. So this process takes about 30 seconds to a minute, depending on how big the installer is. As you can see, it's pretty much done now. It's stopping the isolated environment. And shortly, it should be copying over the files. And as you can see here, I have this nice little folder that just was created. And we're done. OK, so I'm going to zoom in here again. You can see that we have this appx. That is the true package. So what do you think will happen when I try to run this right now? Does anyone have any idea? Well, let's go try. I'm going to run it. And you can see here, it says run in full trust. That means we are running in a UWP in full trust. That means the app can do a lot that a true UWP cannot. So I can access the full file system, et cetera, et cetera. I can do calls that a normal UWP cannot. But because we have not signed this, I can't install it. So what we're going to do here really quick is we are going to, in theory, go to, nope, not PowerShell. We're going to go to the developer command prompt. And let me go zoom in here, sorry. I'm going to go sign it. As you can see, I have my cert. And I'm just going to sign this appx. And it's signed. I'm going to double click now. And it's installed. It's that easy. So I'm going to run it. And you can see this is the true LiveWriter out-of-box experience. So I hit next, and it's going to say which blog post do you want to do. So that is going from a already done installer all the way forward. OK. So can we go back to the slides? I don't want to talk about that. OK, so at this point, your app has the ability to do a modern install. You have the ability to do tiles, file types, and URI protocols. You can do app identity because you have because it's a true UWP at this point. You can have access to additional UWP APIs. From this point, you can literally put that app in the store. Scott Hanselman at, I believe it was Ignite, literally did that on stage. And like I said, you can reach more users and get monetized globally with local payments. Apps in the store, you have Movie Editor Pro and Evernote. So let's talk about migrating. So from here, you can start adding on additional APIs in your existing code base. So you can add in live tiles, push notifications, and you can even roam your app data. So let's go switch back to my desktop. OK. So from here, you can see things that will be slightly different. My application data file is in a slightly different location from Win32 to a Windows directory. And actually, let me go tell you a bit about this application, actually, first before I start diving into the code. This is an application that mimics a healthcare environment. So it's going to go up, fetch data from the cloud, get appointments. From there, it's going to update the live tile on the next appointment. And it can do push notifications. So we're going to mimic that and show you how the push notification system will go from an app that couldn't do it before that can now because it's using UWP APIs. So going back to the cache, as you can see here, for UWP, this code would work It would point to your, I believe it's local slash packages slash whatever the app name is. If it's not, it would just go to your app data. The other one, let's go talk about push notifications here. You can see that we're wiring it up, and when it's done, we're going to do a little cheat here so then I can show you that manually push these out. Is I'm going to copy the push notification URI to my clipboard, and then we're going to use Postman to actually send out the notifications. I'm going to then uninstall the app and show you that then the notifications stop. So this is all because we have the app installed. And then also to talk about the live tiles, we're going to see that we're using the just a base template. We're going to add a couple settings here once we get the data and then update the live tile. So how you update and get this is you can see we have this little Windows directory. And you can see here, let me go zoom in. And we have windows.md. This is the file that allows you to extend out your app. And all you have to do here to get this added in is right click, add services. Let me go zoom out. Click browse. Be sure that you switch to all files. And then it's going to be, like I said, in the Windows Kit 10 slash union metadata. Select that, add it to your app, and now you have access to all the namespaces you need. Okay. So what we're going to do now is we're going to build the app. And then from here, right now in, now this is going to get slightly confusing. You have Visual Studio 2015, and then you have Visual Studio Dev 15. Dev 15 is the next version of Visual Studio. Because Microsoft loves naming stuff confusing, we have our internal code names and our external code names. So Dev 15 will add in the ability to debug a lot of the stuff in Visual Studio. In Visual Studio 2015, you have to do a little bit of additional work, but Dev 15 is right around the corner, and you can use Dev 15 previews to do all this stuff as well. So I've built my app. Now I'm going to actually go to PowerShell and deploy my app. So this is going to deploy my app. Now I have it fully deployed here. So I'm going to go to my start screen. And you can see Health Clinic. I'm going to pin this app. As you can see right now, it's just a blank image. There's nothing there. So when I run it, you can see the wonderful UI. It's going to go grab some data. You can see wonderful people from the Visual Studio team here. And when I click it, you can see that the live tile updated. That's pretty cool. This is a desktop app using UWP APIs. So what would be cooler now is being able to do the notifications. So I'm going to start Postman. Postman is a cool little Chrome app if you haven't gotten it. So I'm going to go here and paste the notification. I'm going to go send this, and I'm going to go grab my access token here. And I copied it correctly. I'm going to go to my push notification. And in theory, if I click send, it works. Okay? So Scott Hanselman, wonderful, wonderful person, has sent me an appointment. I'm going to push this again. You should see the bottom slightly flash. And you see I got the notification. So this is our app sending this right now. So just to prove that I can do this while the app is shut down, sending it again. And just to reemphasize that the reason why we can do this is UWP, I'm going to right-click. I'm going to uninstall the app. It's gone. Click send. And click send again. And I don't get any notifications. That's only because this computer was registered with the notification system. Okay, can we go back to slides? So we added, now step three, we can add in additional UWP components, such as a full-blown UWP app. So now that gives you a XAML UI front-end if you don't already have it. Let's say your app is a WinForms app. It gives you app services, background tasks, launch for results, and it runs in an app container. So now this becomes the UWP app container, so you're then sandboxed. But you can still have your desktop app in the the app container, or desktop process. Sorry, one process can activate the other process. That's actually really, really cool. And then through app services, like I said, you can have the two communicate with one another. So now we have the fancy little PowerPoint animation here, and they can talk. So what we've done here is built out an way too complex sample to demonstrate this. So if I can go back to my computer. Okay, so you can see here, I have my UWP background task. I have my classic Windows app. And then I have my UWP app. So what's going to happen is we're going to actually have the user use the UWP app. Then we have a nice little console app here that does the existing work. And then we have our background UWP task that will actually be sending out the notification. So here's the background task. You can see that we're literally going through and setting the status through the local settings. I'm sorry, we're getting the current status through it. And then we're going to send a toast. Because this is a timer-based setting, I'll talk a background task goes every 15 minutes. And then we're just using a basic toast template. So let's go check out now the program.cs. So this is now our classic app. You can see that we're going to quickly go open up the registry for the user, which is something a UWP cannot do. Only a classic app can do this. And then we're going to start up a thread proc and set up the app service thread. And here you can see that we're creating the service. And if it's successful, we're going to set it and launch it. So here, once that connection is received, you can see that then we're going to set the value. And then the background task is actually what's going to pick it up. OK. Let's now go into our now UWP app. We're going to check out the app.xaml.cs file. And you can see, very similar, we're setting up the app service. And then this is what allows the UWP then to talk to the classic app. And then you can see all the wonderful, cool things that the classic apps can do, such as setting a wonderful color animation to change the background from light blue to pink, because my coworkers enjoy making fun of me, so they add in pink whenever possible. And from there, you can see that we're actually launching the background process in full trust mode. So then that allows you to do the two-way communication along with launch, like I said, the desktop app. And when we use the app and we change it, that is actually then what does the tile updating along with send the message to the other app. And finally, let's go talk about the app manifest. Now, the app manifest here is important. Because this is a desktop app, we need to only target the desktop here. As you can see, I've done that. And then we're going to add in the background task here. This is our UWP service. It's a timer. And then we have our service here, which is our communication service. And then we're calling the desktop app here in full trust mode, Also, because this is still calling trusted code, we need to give it the capability of run in full trust. Without this flag, this app will not work. So we're going to build it, and it's all up to date. Also, interesting things we did here, because on build complete, what we do is we actually copy over the desktop app into a folder as well. For ease of use and demoing here, what we're doing is actually creating a new folder, copying the outputs into the same folder, so then we can deploy this much, much easier. So I'm going to not open up that one. I'm going to open up this and... Okay, I'm going to now deploy this app. And you can see my wonderful My Desktop App Step 4. As you can see right now, it doesn't have a live tile. We're going to go run it. I'm going to change my background to now Do Not Disturb. You can see the live tile. This is going to now go off, talk to the app, and when the background task kicks off in 15 minutes, you'll get a toast. So let's go back to the slides really quick. Can we go back to the slides? Thank you. So the cool thing here is you can start taking advantage of more UWP APIs as your app starts migrating over. You can take advantages, like I said, of app services, backgrounds, triggers, and then gradually migrate your UI to XAML. There's lots of really interesting things that are coming and already are in the Windows 10 anniversary update with the composition layer. You can do just some really amazing effects there and it adds some really nice polish to your app. So from migrating, you can move more and more, like I said, into the container, and then you can finally reach all devices once you're a true UWP and you can remove the run in full trust code. So wrapping it up, summary, Desktop Bridge allows you to convert your solution. You can either use a manual, install tech, or the desktop app converter. So there are three current installers that do it, Advanced Installer, Install Shield, and Wix. All have the DAC already built in. And that gives you out that packaged manifest. From there, you can test, update, distribute. You can validate that your app converted and behaves exactly as you did. You saw me do that with the Open Live Writer. You can distribute your solution through Windows Store, or you can sideload it, use MDM, Windows Store for Business, what works best for you. The key thing there for sideloading is it must be assigned AppX. And then you can start lighting up additional features to leverage Windows 10 where you feel appropriate. let's go. So can we switch back to my desktop really quick? Can we go back to my desktop? Thank you. So there are a couple key resources here that you can go to. If you go to developer.microsoft.com/windows/bridges/desktop, there is a great getting started page here. You can learn, has a quick little brief breakdown of what's possible. If you want to distribute your app in the store, you can go to developer.microsoft.com/windows/projects/campaigns/desktop bridge. This will allow you to get the full trust flag for your account. You must go through this step currently. This allows us to quickly run through your app, validate, are you guys doing anything that's interesting or quirky that maybe we haven't accounted for? This has happened, and this helps us figure out how you guys are actually using it. It's a pretty painless process, so please go through it. And then we have on Dev Center, we have a porting guide to bring your desktop app over. So this is going to go through, talk through the benefits of why to convert, blah, blah, blah. Key things you need to do, such as target .NET 4.6.1, or running, being aware that your app runs in elevated security privileges, things you can do, things you cannot do. So there are a couple things your app cannot do, and this site will directly tell you what it cannot do. And then this will tell you how to use different extensions in case if your app wants to use a context menu or be associated with different extensions. This is porting / desktop to UWP extensions. And then finally, there is desktop to UWP deploy and debug. And this shows you all the cool little clever ways to help debug your app with the current tooling, namely Visual Studio 2015. And then the site, if you go to aka.converterimages, this is the site. Please note that there are multiple different images, and that goes back to knowing which version of Windows you're currently on. If you don't know what version of Windows you're currently on, a quick way to do that is go to run prompt and type winver, W-I-N-V-E-R, and you can see right there, I'm on 14.393. That is the Windows 10 anniversary update. That is a key thing. So if you are using the Windows Insider builds, you will not be on 14.393. So please be sure that the two match your image along with your build of Windows. So can we go back to the slides really quick? So there are two little things. The desktop bridge will bring you back to, I believe, the root page. If you guys have additional features you want, please go to User Voice desktop to UWP. This is our User Voice. The desktop app converter team is always looking at this and seeing, are there features you guys want? If you have issue support problems, like something's not working, please go to the UWP MSDN forums and ask your questions there. They're happy to help out. If you don't, if you feel you're not getting the proper support there, please shoot me an email and I'll happily loop in the correct people. So that's pretty much it. Thank you so much. If you guys have additional questions, please come ask me. I'll be wandering around. I also have another session tomorrow. And that is the Windows Desktop App Converter. Thank you.